Today's Noon News is sponsored by TC Autoworks, keeping you on the road with vehicle sales and service, and by Greeley Signs and Graphics. Whether you're just starting a business or wanting to replace and improve your existing signage, Greeley Signs and Graphics is ready to help. It's 11 degrees in Richland Center at 12 noon.
AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the Justice Department report on the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas shows
the law enforcement response to the mass shooting at Robb Elementary was a failure.
19 students and two educators were killed 2 years ago. Garland says the report shows there was a lot of unnecessary waiting at the scene in Uvalde.
And it meant that the victims remained trapped with a shooter for more than an hour after the first officers arrived on scene.
Garland says there was no urgency in establishing a command post, and grieving families in Uvalde were repeatedly told inaccurate information. President Biden says U.S. military strikes against Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen will continue, but acknowledged American and British bombardment has yet to stop shipping attacks by the militants on vessels in the Red Sea. The president, meantime, is highlighting expanded internet access in a state he desperately wants to win this year. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
He narrowly lost North Carolina to Donald Trump 4 years ago, and the Biden campaign has made winning the state's 16 electoral votes a top priority. The president will visit the capital city of Raleigh to highlight investments that would bring high-speed internet to more households and businesses. With polls showing the economy remains a weakness for him, the president's hoping to tout efforts to connect poorer communities with the digital economy, partly by providing discounted internet services to some 880,000 North Carolina households. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he has informed the U.S. he opposes the establishment of a Palestinian state as part of any post-war scenario in Gaza. A power line fell in a car in Portland, Oregon, killing three people and injuring a baby during an ice storm. Authorities say they believe the victims were electrocuted. This is AP News. Tech billionaires are pushing for a brand new city between Sacramento and San Francisco.
California Forever CEO Jan Ceremic pitched Solano County voters Wednesday with the first detailed look at his vision for a walkable community of at least 20,000 homes on what is now protected farmland.
This is a compact footprint that is designed to bring all the things that the residents of the county have told us they need.
Rio Vista residents interviewed by the AP sounded skeptical. Here's Roxanne Stiles Donnelly.
It's just they picked the wrong area.
Resident Bill Gugamos.
It's going to be so much traffic.
The company needs signatures from roughly 13,000 county voters to place a zoning measure on the ballot in November. With deep pocket backers, the company's been stealthily scooping up farmland and now owns more than 78 square miles of area property. The company says the project will be a win and open up jobs and affordable housing for a state that has lost residents to places that are more affordable. I'm Jennifer King.
And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Autoworks in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Autoworks, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Do you want one place where you can get all your signage needs taken care of along with getting trophies, promotional products, plaques, and awards? Then you need to stop at Greeley Signs and Graphics at 1209 Highway 14 East across from Allen Bradley. They can take care of your banner, electronic sign, vinyl graphics, and electronic message center needs too. Fully insured and providing three generations of quality and customer satisfaction. For the best signs in Southwest Wisconsin, call 647-2628 or look us up at signface.com. Creative signs from talented people.
Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Simpson's Tractor, Center Pharmacy, Cardinal Glass CG, Krogan's Do It Best Store and Rented Center, BL Signs, Kickapoo Creekside, Claire Bank, Prem Meats, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric, Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Southwest Tech, Village Family Dental, Driftless Area Group, and Dairy Hardware. And now stay tuned for today's edition of The News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 11 degrees in Richland Center at 12:05. Our forecast calls for a wind chill advisory for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties tomorrow morning from 3 to 9 for wind chills as low as 25 below. The rest of today, clouds thicken and cool with a high of 13. Tonight, cloudy with light snow likely this evening with a few hours past midnight, amounts ranging from a half inch north to 1 to 2 inches in the far south with a low of 1 below. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and cold with a high of 11. In Richland Center, it is currently 11 degrees above zero.
Good oral health will lead to better health overall. So it's important not only to brush twice a day and floss regularly, but to see your dentist on a regular basis. Village Family Dental has a full-time certified orthodontist. Village Family Dental invites you to make an appointment today for a regular checkup, cleaning, or a free orthodontic examination. By keeping your mouth healthy, you'll prevent bacteria from entering your bloodstream, which leads to a number of other medical complications. Village Family Dental and Orthodontics, Spring Green.
It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center. Ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service. Krogan's Do It Best in Boscobel carries a large selection of appliances, electronics, and home furnishings, including refrigerators, cooktops, oven, ranges, washers, dryers, TVs, living room furniture, bedroom furniture, and much more. If you're looking for appliances, electronics, or home furnishings in the area, be sure to shop at Krogan's Do It Best. Shop local. Support your small businesses year-round. Krogan's Do It Best and Rented Center, downtown Boscobel. Best prices, best service, best value.
Good afternoon. It's 12 degrees in Richland Center at 12:08. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Wisconsin State Assembly passed a Senate bill authored by Senator Howard Markline and Representative Tony Kurtz, which creates a grant program for communities to buy new radios that are compatible with the Wisconsin Interoperable System for Communications, known as WISCOM, a new public safety interoperable communication system upgrade. WISCOM is a radio system that permits emergency responders from public safety agencies to communicate across jurisdictions. State and local agencies, such as Juneau County, may choose to use WISCOM as their primary radio system. The current system was developed in 2012 and has reached the end of its life. The Department of Military Affairs is in the process of building the system's replacement. The WISCOM replacement must ensure the system can deliver public safety-grade communications to current users, expand to support other users at the state and local levels, and provide interoperability with other communication systems. The 2023-2025 state budget provided $2 million a year beginning in fiscal year 2025 to fund this grant program. The bill now heads to Governor Evers to be signed into law. At the Capitol, lawmakers are unveiling a new investment plan for new parents. Using existing funds, the WISKids legislation will start a 529 account and invest $25 for every child born or adopted in Wisconsin. Representatives Evan Goyke and John Mako introduced it, the plan.
The dollars invested in the WISKids account will be used for the same purposes and allowed expenses as the 529 program.
It's a pooled account with individuals as having sub-accounts.
Mako says they hope to have it on the fast track.
We felt we wanted to get it out right away, so we are hopeful that we still get this done yet this session.
Kids in Wisconsin would have to take a half credit of civics in order to graduate from high school under a bill in the legislature. Representative Amanda Nedwiski says she's surprised by how many people don't know how government works.
People don't even know what the county board is. They often don't know at all, as you all know, who their legislator is. It's becoming more and more apparent that we have a misunderstanding of how things work.
Cursive writing would also be required to be taught in Wisconsin schools. The author is Representative Paul Melotek. He says knowing how to write longhand is a benefit to kids.
There's a thought that this is not, it's old-fashioned, it's not something that's needed because nobody writes anymore, you know. So I understand the logic of that, but I don't agree. I think there's beneficial to cursive.
The bill's got a hearing in the Assembly Education Committee yesterday. Wisconsin is one step closer to letting gas stations and other businesses build their own electric vehicle chargers. A bill that passed the state Senate Tuesday would change Wisconsin regulations to allow it. The Senate also approved a nearly $80 million federal grant to cover most of the cost of building new EV chargers. About 15% of Wisconsin's children are obese. State lawmakers are introducing 5 bills to help kids slim down. One of them would require 180 minutes of physical activity in schools through 8th grade. Representative William Penterman is a member of the Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force.
Our schools are already required to do PhyEd, but instead of focusing sheerly on the academic section, perhaps on what is tennis, we're going to actually get our kids playing tennis and moving as much as possible.
Another bill would give eligible families incentive to buy healthy food. The Speaker's Childhood Obesity Task Force member, Representative Alex Joyce.
Families participating in SNAP can purchase additional fruits and vegetables from participating farmers markets, community-supported agriculture programs, grocery stores, and other healthy food retailers.
Wisconsin's Republican Assembly Majority Leader says a GOP attempt to impeach Wisconsin's nonpartisan top elections official is nothing more than a big show for the cameras and will be ignored. Several Republican lawmakers, including the state Senate president, have called for Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf to be impeached over her handling of the 2020 election won by President Joe Biden. In the Assembly, State Representative Janelle Branchin has introduced a resolution to impeach Wolf, but it has the support of only a handful of lawmakers. Assembly Majority Leader Tyler August said today that the measure will not be voted on. He says the Assembly is focused on real things, not grifting. A group of Republican lawmakers have introduced a bill that would prohibit hunters in northern Wisconsin from killing antlerless deer in an attempt to preserve does and regrow the region's herd. Hunters killed 14.7% fewer bucks in the state's northern forest hunting zone during November's 9-day gun season compared to the 5-year average. The doe harvest in the zone was down 27.2%. Under the bill introduced Wednesday, hunters in the zone would be prohibited from killing antlerless deer for the next 4 years. The group of lawmakers is seeking co-sponsors for the bill. They said in a memo they want future generations to be able to enjoy the tradition of hunting in northern Wisconsin. State senators approved legislation Tuesday regarding naked bike ride events in Wisconsin. One of the bills addressing the matter would prohibit minors from being brought to an event at which a group of adult participants intentionally expose themselves in a public area. That bill would also prohibit anyone from taking photos of a child at this variety of event if nudity is evident, unless it is taken to report it to law enforcement. Violators could face a $10,000 fine or 9 months in jail. The legislation was initiated after numerous complaints were filed over a 10-year-old Madison girl reportedly participating in a naked bike ride. All Senate Republicans and one Democrat voted in favor of the proposal. If you're looking to file your taxes early this year, be sure you're doing it correctly. IRS spokesman Christopher Miller says the agency will start processing returns at the end of the month.
A lot of people, you know, like to file their tax return early. But the more important thing to remember is to file your taxes when you have all the paperwork together and can file a complete and accurate tax return.
Miller says e-filing sites and tax preparers can already start working on your taxes and hold them until the IRS formally opens filing season on January 29th. Find out more online at irs.gov. A person was sent to the hospital after getting their hand stuck in garage door panels Tuesday. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of the mishap at a residence in Mineral Point. Mineral Point Fire, Mineral Point EMS, and the Mineral Point Police Department all responded to the scene. The individual was transported by EMS to the hospital for evaluation. Richland Center Fire Department responded to its second house fire Wednesday afternoon in 2 days. The department was dispatched to the fire on Sunrise Drive around 12:45. Upon arrival, fire units found the fire in the ceiling of the first floor around the chimney area. Fire personnel were able to keep the fire contained to a small area around the chimney. No injuries were reported. 6 units and 23 firefighters were on the scene for about 2 hours, assisted by the Richland County Sheriff's Department. Fire Chief Scott Gald would like to remind residents to check their CO and smoke detectors and make sure they are in working order. If burning wood, please make sure chimneys are maintained and clean. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Colton Allen Frazier, age 26, of rural DeSoto, following 3 auto theft incidents Wednesday morning. At approximately 5:45, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a report that a black Ford F-250 pickup truck had been taken without consent from a residence along Will Cumlin Road, approximately 1 mile northwest of State Highway 82, rural DeSoto, in the town of Wheatland. The caller reported locating the vehicle in the ditch with minor damage a short distance from their residence. At approximately 6 o'clock, the Sheriff's Office received a second call reporting that a black 2015 Chevrolet Equinox was missing from another address on Will Cumlin Road, just north of State Highway 82. At 7:15, the Sheriff's Office received a third call reporting that a black Chevrolet Equinox was found abandoned along Peterson Avenue, southwest of County Road N, rural Viroqua, in the town of Sterling. It was quickly determined the abandoned vehicle, found with possible damage from striking a snowbank, was the same vehicle that was reported missing. During the investigation, it was determined that a third vehicle, a silver 2013 Chevrolet Silverado K3500, was missing from Peterson Avenue. That vehicle was located by the Crawford County Sheriff's Office in the village of Gays Mills at approximately 9 o'clock. The investigation continued, and with the assistance of the Crawford County Sheriff's Office, Colton Allen Frazier was taken into custody and transported to the Vernon County Sheriff's Office Detention Center. In addition to the 3 counts of take and drive a motor vehicle without owner's consent, Frazier was also booked for 3 counts of felony bail jumping stemming from similar criminal charges filed in Crawford County Circuit Court in October, in which Frazier is due back in court on March 8th. Colton Frazier appeared in Vernon County Circuit Court Wednesday afternoon for a bail hearing, and he was released on a $5,000 signature bond. Frazier is due back in Vernon County Circuit Court February 7th for an initial appearance. If you have any information about this crime or any other crime, contact Vernon County Crime Stoppers at 608-637-8477 or p3tips.com. You will not ever be asked for your name when contacting Crime Stoppers. Members of the Richland, Iowa Grant Drug Task Force made an arrest earlier this month. Nicholas J. Forbes, 29, of Platteville, was arrested during a traffic stop near the city of Mineral Point in Iowa County on an outstanding arrest warrant through probation and parole. During the arrest, methamphetamine was located on his person. Nicholas will have a charge of possession of methamphetamine referred to the Iowa County District Attorney's Office. Detectives later searched his apartment in the city of Platteville in Grant County. As a result, more methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia was located. As a result of this case, Nicholas Forbes will have charges referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office. The charges are possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of drug paraphernalia, maintaining a drug trafficking house, and 4 counts of soliciting a prostitute. Tiffany Chandler, 28, of Platteville, lives at the same apartment and is also on probation. As a result of the investigation, Chandler will have charges referred to the Grant County District Attorney's Office. They include possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, possession of fentanyl, possession of drug paraphernalia, and maintaining a drug trafficking house. It's 12 degrees in Richland Center at 1220. This week's History Moment is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric care about your complete home comfort. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric provide outstanding care by offering Lennox products, recognized as the number one comfort company in North America. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric has been keeping folks warm and cool for years, offering a superior product line of furnaces, air conditioners, and tankless water heaters. Benjamin Dahlberg Plumbing, Heating, and Electric. Call 608-604-5743.
Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Skilled designers and craftsmen bring your vision to life with unparalleled quality, embracing locally sourced materials. The cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet, or give them a call at 739-4440. Check their Facebook page for a glimpse into their world. With over 20 years in business, they're here to make your dreams a reality. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., or Saturdays and evenings by appointment.
If you're like me, there's simply not enough time in the day. My secret? It's Prem Meats. Prem Meats is a state-approved meat processing facility with a retail shop. Once you visit Prem Shop, you'll be back again because of the excellent quality of products at highly affordable prices. Prem's offers catering, wild game processing, natural harvest, and they specialize in ready-to-heat and serve meats. Prem's has fresh take-and-bake pizzas, too. Conveniently located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and always making your venison into tasty treats. Prem Meats and Catering, the little meat shop with big savings.
It's currently 12 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:22. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President Ken Theed.
Do you remember the Bluebird Restaurant? It was located at 131 West Court Street, Richland Center. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to content in MPL.org, number ID 8824, a picture in the files of the Richland County History Room on the second floor of the Brewer Library, dated circa 1934, identifies the storefront. It was called the Bluebird Chocolate Shop. This was run by Peter and Chris Tanthi Stasis. The Bluebird was also a candy shop and had a soda fountain. It was a small and good deal of business that took place there. During the brief time when they were in Richland Center, it allowed for sales of alcohol after Prohibition was repealed in 1933. The Bluebird Restaurant had a license and it sold beer. Miller and Schlitz was advertised in the store window. Peter Stathis, from 1896 to 1987, born in Canopia, Leodon, Greece, married Chrysanthi Stathis. They had one son. He was an eighth grader in Richland Center in 1947. His name was George. In the 1930s and early 40s, Stathis owned and operated both the Bluebird Restaurant on West Court Street and the Crystal Cafe on South Central Avenue. They moved to Sparta in 1945, and there they owned three theaters. Later, moving to Clearwater, Florida, about 1972, and he died in October of 1987. If you look at the storefront, the signs on the photograph include the following: homemade candies, ice cream sodas, sundaes, drink Coca-Cola, candy, soda, lemonade. We serve dinners and suppers, beer, 5 and 10 cents. We serve Carter's, the Bluebird Restaurant's keg of beer, sundaes and sodas, just 15 cents. Ham and cheese port and baked ham sandwiches, 10 cents. Popsicles, ice cream, waffle cones, cigars, drink Coca-Cola, lunch, cool drinks, Miller and Schlitz beer available. Fresh lime freezies are just 10 cents. Orangeade, 10 cents. And we serve Hills Brothers coffee. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the village of Viola.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society.
The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2024 will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaking Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history, and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
Residents of the Coon Creek and West Fork Kickapoo watersheds are invited to attend a meeting today hosted by the Natural Resources Conservation Service, or NRCS, to discuss the decommissioning of the dams in the Coon Creek and West Fork Kickapoo. The National Office of the NRCS, who oversees the country's earth and flood control dams, has commissioned a $1.6 million study to determine what caused the dam failures in the West Fork Kickapoo and Coon Creek watersheds and how to move forward. The goal of that study was to determine if fixing those dams, building new dams, or moving them was worth the cost. Through the study, the NRCS determined that keeping the dams was not worth the cost, and it would not be worth rebuilding or replacing them. The preferred alternative that the NRCS is recommending is to decommission all 14 dams in the Coon Creek and 8 of the 9 dams in the West Fork Kickapoo. The NRCS has scheduled 2 meetings, one for each watershed today. The first is being held at the Coon Valley American Legion from now until 2:30. The second will be held at the Cashton Community Hall from 4 to 6:30. All residents who live in these counties are encouraged to attend the meetings to voice their opinions and concerns about the plan and the decommissioning process. Planning for the 21st annual Walk with Grace will begin this evening. Walk Chair June Nee invites all those interested in being a part of the planning to attend. If you or someone you know may be interested in helping out, please join the meeting or let June Nee know. The meeting will be held tonight at 6 at the Grace office above Royal Bank. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is hosting Free Fishing Weekend Saturday and Sunday to share the fun and excitement of winter fishing. No fishing license or trout and salmon stamps are required. Anglers can fish in state waters where there is an open fishing season. All other fishing regulations apply, including limits on the size and number of fish that can be kept and any seasons when anglers must release certain fish species. As a reminder, anglers cannot fish spring trout ponds during the winter free fishing weekend. If you plan to keep fish, review the DNR's safe eating guidelines to stay informed of potential consumption advisories impacting some water bodies throughout the state. Music headliners are named for this summer's Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival. The celebration, happening from July 25th through 28th, we'll have the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jelly Roll, and Hardy performing at Veterans Park on Milwaukee's lakefront. Other musical acts and a variety of free and ticketed events will happen at several venues around the Milwaukee area. Advance ticket sales start today. Complete details on the festival can be found at hdhomecoming.com, where you can also sign up for homecoming updates. Today's winner of $25 in the Crime Stoppers calendar raffle is Virgil Cosgrove of Richland Center on ticket number 342. It's 12 degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Claire Bank of Southwest Wisconsin is there when you need help. Talk to a friendly loan officer at a Claire Bank near you. Online banking available too. Stop in or visit clairebank.com. Claire Bank has locations in Muscadet, Boscobel, Fenimore, Montford, Keeler, Shellsburg, Bloomington, and Platteville to serve you better. We Can Do That is more than just a slogan. It's the way business is done at Claire Bank of Southwest Wisconsin. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Dairy Hardware in Spring Green has everything you need for basic home repair, large remodeling projects, sporting goods, and small home appliances. Browse their large selection of everyday tools on hand. Dairy Hardware cuts keys, threads pipe, repairs windows, rents rug shampooers, does free paint color matching, and more. Stop in now and take advantage of sales on home helper items. Dairy Hardware, proud to be serving the Spring Green area with hometown values.
It's 12 degrees in Richland Center, 29 minutes before 1 o'clock. Today is Thursday, January 18th. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena, died January 9th after a brief illness. A funeral service will be held Friday at 11 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home. Burial will be in the Arena Cemetery, where military graveside rites will be conducted by the Ewing Olson VFW Post 9336. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home today from 4 until 7, and again tomorrow morning from 10 until the time of service at 11. Lester Baker is survived by his wife, Dorothy, three children, Frank Baker, Carolyn Rick Roll, and Leslie Baker, seven grandchildren, and three great-grandchildren. Lester Baker, 93, of Arena. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel, died January 8th at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday at 1 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. Burial will be in the Boscobel Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel Saturday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Military honors will be accorded by the Blake Semron American Legion Post 134 and the Gilbertson Pitzer Radley VFW Post 10393, both of Boscobel. In lieu of flowers, memorial contributions can be made to the Boscobel Cemetery Association, the Wisconsin River Trail Organization, the Boscobel Community Foundation, and the American Legion Blake Semrod Post 134. The Kendall Funeral Service in Boscobel is assisting the family. Fred Waltz is survived by two children, Wendy and Dennis Butler, and Wade and Jesse Waltz, four grandchildren, a great-grandchild, five siblings, Sandy Scanlon, Pat and Steve Updike, Tom and Pam Waltz, Nancy and Mike Devlin, and Michelle and Rich Bender. Sister-in-law, Sally Waltz and Steve Fritz. Numerous nieces, nephews, and cousins. His significant other, Kathy Wallen. And Kathy's three daughters, son, 10 grandchildren, and 8 great-grandchildren. Frederick E. Fred Waltz, 76, of Boscobel. Marion M. Perry, 101, of Richland Center, formerly of Madison, died Sunday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. No formal services will be held. Memorials may be made to Harvest Guest Home, St. Croix Hospice, or charity of your choice. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marion Perry is survived by nieces Bonnie and Jim Toffney of Soldiers Grove, Lorene Knable and Kevin Tuckwood, and Joanne and John Sumwalt, all of Richland Center, and Marcia and John Coe of Otsego. A nephew, Rod and Helen Perry of Richland Center, and great-nephews. Marion M. Perry, 101 of Richland Center, formerly of Madison. Alvina Mary, 107 of Bloom Township, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be held Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the service will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Sunday from 3:30 until 6:30, and again Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Alvina Mary is survived by two children, Ruby Deanna Mary and Don Tincher of Viola, and Richard Mary of Bloom Township, two grandchildren, four great-grandchildren, a sister, Dorothea Newberry of Richland Center, many nieces, nephews, other relatives, and friends. Alvina Mary, 107, of Bloom Township. Eugene M. E.B. Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge, died Monday at St. Clair Hospital in Baraboo. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 27th at 11 o'clock at the Cazenovia Chapel. Friends may call at the Cazenovia Chapel Saturday, January 27th from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Farber Funeral Home Reedsburg is assisting the family. E.B. Bauer is survived by his siblings, David and Tammy Bauer of Hill Point, Vincent Bauer of Lime Ridge, Mary and Richard Roble of Reedsburg, and Melissa and Matt Kruger of Lime Ridge, an aunt, nephews, and nieces, along with other relatives and friends. Eugene M. E.B. Bauer, 66, of Lime Ridge. In birth news from the Richland Hospital, Sydney and Tyler Kleist had a daughter, Eileen Kay.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects, and with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
BL Signs is a full-service sign design and signage construction company located near Richland Center, specializing in manufacturing of all types of interior and exterior signage for all applications. The goal of BL Signs is to provide all customers with high-quality custom signage, competitive pricing, and on-time delivery. From electronic message centers to interior door signs, they do it all. Whether you're a small business, large business, or anywhere in between, BL Signs will help you with all of your signage needs. Call BL Signs at 647-0149.
Driftless Area Group does more than survey land and sell homes. We are stewards of the land, keepers of the home, and protectors of your investment. Our complete package delivers land surveying, real estate, property and casualty insurance, and interior design services. We understand that your property purchase are a huge decision and a tremendous investment. Start your journey with Driftless Area Group today by visiting our new website at driftlessareallc.com or give us a call at 608-647-9050.
Is being overly comfortable even possible? It's worth finding out in the Movie Man Large Scale Recliner. The generous seat and the tall back are specially crafted to provide extra support and comfort for broader and tall individuals. Mac rated for 400 pounds, you can get this recliner today for only $549 at Court & Main for our winter sales event happening now through February 9th at Court & Main in downtown Richland Center.
Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy have exceptional caring staffs and great service. They're locally owned independent pharmacies, proudly serving the surrounding area. Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy are committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individual plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications. Count on Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy to help you minimize or prevent adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Paul and Terry Tracy. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, keep those snow shovels handy and the brooms. It looks like we'll have a fresh layer of powder later tonight as a wave of low pressure currently out around Nebraska and South Dakota slides east. Should spread some light snow across our region this evening, lasting to a few hours past midnight, with small accumulations trending heaviest in the southern part of the area, just enough to cover the roads and sidewalks up and make travel slippery. Otherwise, dry weather returns tomorrow and sticks around through the weekend. We do have a reinforcing shot of cold air the next couple of days, and then a quick rebound expected toward late Sunday and Monday as mild Pacific air pushes across the middle of the country. In fact, temperatures next week could be running 10 to 15 degrees above normal, even the occasional chance of some mixed precipitation or light rain as that moisture sweeps up from the south. Well, that forecast for the rest of today, clouds thickening, high temperature about 13 degrees, north to northeast wind close to 5. And tonight we have a wind chill advisory starting at 3 a.m., running through 9 a.m. tomorrow for Vernon, Crawford, Grant, and Richland counties, as the wind chill factor could reach as low as 20 to 25 below zero. Tonight, cloudy with light snow likely in the evening, ending a few hours after midnight. Amounts from around a half inch north to maybe 1 or 2 inches in the far southern portion of the area, low at 1 below zero. North to northwest wind near 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and cold tomorrow, high 11, northwest wind 10 to 15. Tomorrow night, turning mostly clear, low 5 below. And Saturday, sunny or partly cloudy, still brisk with a high near 10. Sunday, partly cloudy and turning breezy, low 5 below with a high of 20. Monday, mostly cloudy and warmer, low 15, high 32. Chance of a light wintry mix late Monday night. Tuesday, wintry mix or light rain likely, high 35. And Wednesday, mostly cloudy, high 37. Have a great afternoon. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's currently a cloudy 12 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 16, our low this morning was 2 below. Our high so far today, 13. The record high for this date set in 1981 is 53 degrees. The record low, 35 below, was set in 1994. Last year's high was 36 with a low of 31. Sunset today will be at 4:55 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:29. Currently in Richland Center, the air is calm. The barometer is up to 30.04 and no precipitation to report. It is a cloudy 12 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, serving customers with a special loyalty and dedication only a hometown bank can provide. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A silver lining for the crop transport situation on the Mississippi River. Today on Farm to Fork. With its increased efficiency and lower fuel costs, ag producers know that propane is better for their bottom line. And now direct payouts can impact your bottom line with the Propane Farm Incentive Program. Participate and you could receive payouts like up to $5,000 for propane irrigation engines and prime power generators and up to $2,000 for propane building heat systems. Apply today at propane.com/farmincentive. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. A few months ago, Mississippi River barge transportation rates spiked due to low water levels. Since then, those rates have moderated, and Iowa State University ag economist Chad Hart says it has to do with lower export demand for crops like corn and soybeans. In his words,
the timing of the problems along the Mississippi River actually went well, because what happened was we had most of those problems when we were having that export pullback. If we had had really strong export demand at that time, it would have caused more of pricing disruptions than we actually faced.
Hart says low water levels remain a problem, though.
I'm just as worried about moisture east of the Mississippi as I am west, and it has more to do with logistics than it is production. Because when you think about most of the issues on the Mississippi, it's due to the fact that a lot of that water, actually I think it's 60% of the water in the lower Mississippi, comes from the Ohio River Valley. So we didn't really see those problems until we saw the drier conditions move east of the Mississippi River.
Hart spoke at the recent Purdue University Top Farmer Conference. The National Weather Service says below normal precipitation is expected in the next 90 days for the Ohio River Valley. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.
This Farm News and Market Report is sponsored in part by Meister Log and Lumber Company, your local professional foresters assisting you in forest management goals. Call Toby Witkowski from Meister Log and Lumber about buying your logs and standing timber. Harvesting timber is a difficult choice for many woodland owners, not because they don't want to harvest the trees from their land, but rather because they want to make sure the job gets done right. Landowners have trusted Meister Log and Lumber since 1936. Give professional timber manager Toby Witkowski a call at Meister Log and Lumber at 608-434-4413 to create a plan to harvest your timber today. That's 608-434-4413.
Chair of the Senate Agriculture Committee is outlining her priorities for the next farm bill with fellow lawmakers. I'm Kara Hart with Ag News on Brownfield. In a letter, Michigan Senator Debbie Stabenow took a deeper dive into crop insurance. She says she's open to proposals for every commodity to receive increases for insurance with effective reference prices like what the Price Loss Coverage Program provides. Stabenow says there's a need for more options with new policies that protect farmers from high costs and low margins while providing access to affordable credit. She wants growers of all commodities to have options just like cotton farmers were given in the 2018 Farm Bill between base acres and area-based policies. Stabenow also says she'd like to double funding for trade promotion programs with funds outside of the Farm Bill while leaving nutrition funding untouched. A bill that would help create a health care plan for Missouri Farm Bureau members was reviewed in the Missouri House Ag Policy Committee this morning. Representative Curtis Gregory is a sponsor of the bill.
Pulling like the Missouri Farm Bureau and their qualified membership organizations out from under the Department of Commerce and Insurance to sell health coverage. It's going to look like it. It's going to act like it. It's going to be very similar to it. It just gives an option to their members to be able to buy more competitive rated health coverage products.
Missouri Farm Bureau President Garrett Hawkins answered questions from lawmakers about the coverage plan, emphasizing the importance of giving farmers and ranchers a more affordable option.
I'll be upfront in saying these plans won't work for every Farm Bureau member, but they will work for some. And I believe that helping some is better than continuing to leave all of them behind.
The plan received some pushback, but Gregory tells Brownfield,
I feel like we've made the bill better than what it started out last year.
Gregory says he's optimistic the committee will vote on the bill next week. Missouri is one of six states considering new Farm Bureau health care plans in 2024. Some of the other states include Wisconsin and Nebraska. An agricultural banker says interest rates aren't the only thing holding back dairy expansion. Brownfield's Larry Lee has this report from the Dairy Strong Conference.
Bill Oprite with Compeer Financial tells Brownfield,
as you know, building costs have not came down that much that quick yet. That's part of it.
And he says processor quotas and a shortage of dairy heifers are two more reasons.
Over the last couple of years, we've really looked hard at cost of production and the cost of raising heifers. And we looked at that and really kind of worked with clients on reducing those numbers, and that's part of it. The other part of it too is beef is pretty expensive right now, and those heifers are actually getting purchased to go to feedlots also if there are some for sale.
Oprah says most producers still have good balance sheets even with mixed profitability last year because of a strong 2022. From Dairy Strong in Green Bay, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
Thanks, Larry. I'm Kara Hart for Brownfield.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker one-third of his house, a third of his truck, and a third of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicide's proven plant health benefits and revolutionary application flexibility.
One-third of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
What does supporting rural communities look like? At Compeer Financial, we believe it starts with giving back. That's why we are here, with grants that invest in the communities we serve to help beginning farmers, fund agricultural education, support first responders, stimulate economic growth, and partner with causes that matter to our clients. Visit Compeer.com to learn more. Compeer Financial is an equal credit opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
Direct cash cattle trade is sluggish and cash hogs are steady to sharply higher. Hello, I'm Brent Barnett with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. It's another very slow start in cash cattle country without even a token bid being renewed so far. Asking prices in the south are around 174 to 175, but still not fully established in the north. Significant trade volume could possibly be delayed until sometime later this afternoon or on Friday. Box beef cutout values were mixed at midday. Choice was down $1.54 at $2.96.91. Select was 23 cents higher at $2.83.25. The Choice Select spread was $13.66. At Winter Livestock Auction in Kansas, there was a lighter test but a higher undertone noted on feeder cattle compared to the most recent sale. Slaughter cows and bulls sold $10 to $12 higher, likely a product of less transportation issues and better weather. USDA says overall demand was good and receipts were up from the most recent sale. Feeder supply included 73% steers and 65% of the offering was over 600 pounds. Medium and large one feeder steers, 676 to 696 pounds, brought 242 to 269.75. Medium and large one feeder heifers, 418 to 442 pounds, sold for 277.50 to 283. Cash hogs are steady to sharply higher, with solid opening negotiated numbers for the major direct markets. Most buyers are following through on Wednesday's finish with help from the recent trend in pork, while trying to get ahead of probable weather-related late-week and weekend movement issues in parts of the Midwest. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were $2.06 higher, with a base range of $47 to $48 and weighted average price of $47.90. The Iowa Minnesota was up $1.97 with a weighted average price of $47.96. The Western Corn Belt was $2.03 higher with a weighted average of $47.90. Eastern Corn Belt was not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hogs at the Midwest cash markets were called steady at $36. Slaughter sows were steady at $21 to $24. Boars were marked at $8. Pork values were steady to higher at midday, up $1.85 at $89.81. I'm Brent Barnett with Brownfield.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
Cattle futures continue to trade higher as soybeans, corn, and hogs are mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. The path to higher yields is now at your fingertips. Download the Stein Seed app and start planning your next move today. Stein has yield. Soybeans are mixed, consolidating after the recent drop, watching development weather and early harvest activity in South America. Yields are generally poor in Brazil, while conditions in Argentina remain, for the most part, favorable. March beans are up 3 at 1208 and 3 quarters. May is 1 and a quarter higher at 1219 and a half. March bean meal's 30 cents lower at 358.40. March soybean oil's down 27 points at 47.43. Corn's very narrowly mixed. It's been an up-and-down day, also watching conditions in South America. Stateside, export demand for U.S. corn has improved, and ethanol demand remains solid. Not a great week for ethanol production last week, though. March is up a half at 442 and three quarters. May's down a quarter at 453 and a half. And wheat's mostly higher, ahead of another round of bitterly cold conditions, potentially causing winter kill in some key growing areas. That should be followed by a warmer, wetter pattern in much of the region. March Chicago's up 1 3/4 at 584 and a quarter. March Kansas City's 11 higher at 605. March Minneapolis wheat's now 10.5 at 690 and 3/4. Live and feeder cattle are higher ahead of direct business and Friday's cattle on feeder port. Asking prices at the major direct markets are 174 to 175 live, with bids at 273 to 275 dressed. Box beef's mixed at midday. February live's up $1.65 at 174.75, and April's 197 higher at 177.60. March feeders are up 260 at 232.37. And hogs are mixed, adjusting spreads. Fundamentally, things look pretty good. Technically, not so much. February's down 37 at 71.07, and April leans up 37 at 78.35. Crude oil's higher. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Fuller's Milker Center, LLC is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milker Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Dairy, part of a healthy lifestyle. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. Dairy products are rich in nutrients like calcium, protein, vitamin D, potassium, and phosphorus. Chris Urban with Dairy Management Incorporated says having dairy products as part of your diet is crucial to a healthy lifestyle.
It's a combination of harnessing the bioactives we have today and really delivering the right message to the consumer of what those bioactives do to help to promote a good gut health. But also we have work to do around the science roadmap and sort of nutrition roadmap to help build the credentials in that space. And then really to work with third-party influencers, health providers to get that message out there, how important that is to helping with gut health.
Through a partnership with the Mayo Clinic, he says they're helping spread the good word of dairy.
It's been a fantastic partnership. Really, you know, Mayo is known for heart health, and a lot of the work we've done with them is around the goodness of dairy and how it helps to promote good heart health. We're in the early stages of the partnership, but it's been going very well, and we're excited to see it blossom in the future.
and at least 3 servings of dairy are recommended daily. The dairy group includes milk, yogurt, cheese, lactose-free milk, or fortified soy milk, and yogurt. I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
In his last will and testament, Robert has bequeathed to his only heir and devoted caretaker 1/3 of his house, 1/3 of his truck, and 1/3 of his beloved dog, Mr. Bo here.
Excuse me, I'm a little confused.
Don't settle for a fraction of what you deserve, especially at harvest. Yield your best with Veltima fungicide's proven plant health benefits and revolutionary application flexibility.
1/3 of a dog. Right.
Get everything you deserve with Veltima fungicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
AgriAmerica features the largest collection of agricultural podcasts, including popular titles such as...
Hi, this is Rob Sharkey, a fifth-generation farmer from Illinois. If you want to hear stories about agriculture, make sure you tune in to Shark Farmer Podcast today on AgriAmerica.
Hi, I'm Darren Hefty. Head over to AgriAmerica's podcast directory for the latest episode of the Ag PhD radio show.
Visit AgriAmerica's podcast directory at agriamerica.com/podcasts. agriamerica.com/podcasts.
The annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center. WRCO.